This is Hope Notes with Jen. Encouragement, hope, healing, and prayers.
Fresh off of seeing Jesus Revolution not once, but twice. If you would like to make it a third time, all you got to do is let me know. We'll figure out the where and the when. I will come to the table with popcorn, chocolate, Twizzlers, drinks if you want that too. I'll splurge because you're worth it. But I loved seeing God using unlikely people to do unlikely things. And you know what? You're here. You're an unlikely person. I'm going to guess the thought has run through your mind before. Who are you to tell someone about Jesus? Or who are you to do that thing that's too huge? Right. That whole point. God, you use unlikely people. And you also say that you use the kind of people who are bold as lions in Proverbs 28. May that be true of us, that the godly are as bold as lions. You go on to say later in that chapter, God, the people who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. And we come to you in this time of prayer, Lord, asking for mercy, asking for forgiveness. As we're looking around, whether it's the movie or the revivals, the worship events that are happening on college campuses around the country, people who are hungry for you, they recognize their need for you. And they also recognize that sin keeps them from you. Lord, you are so gracious to us that you do allow us to find mercy as we confess anything that is holding us back from you. And as we're freed from that burden and we transfer it to you, we have more room, more bandwidth to focus on the ways that you're at work in our lives and the way that you want to use us. Maybe it's inviting a friend or a neighbor to the movie. Maybe it's to church. Maybe it's stopping long enough to listen to what's going on with them and ask them if we could pray with them in Jesus' name. God, you are so good to us. And you're so faithful to keep your promises that you will equip us to be bold as lions. Lord, as we're seeing people come to Christ through the movie and through these revival services, would you bring someone across our path? Would you be preparing them right now? Would you also prepare eyes for the words to speak, the love to give them, that we can point them to a Savior whose love knows no limits, that you went to the cross for them? We love you, Lord. We love that our prayer can be a lifestyle of prayer. So even after we wrap up together, we can still continue seeking you, walking with you, trusting you, listening for your voice during the day. God, we give you thanks that you've created this moment for such a time as this, that you are drawing people who are hungry for you to themselves, including us. And may we not be too busy to stop and notice the people around us that are hungry for you. They're looking for love in all the wrong places. And you would use us. Lord, what an honor to tell them about you, the one who can best meet all of their needs. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus, you say in Philippians. God, it's in that name we give you thanks that you know our needs. You meet them, not only meet them, you exceed them. And the mighty and the life-giving and the powerful and the holy and the forgiving name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been Hope Notes with Jen, a Hope on Demand original podcast. And you can hear more podcasts, watch videos, and read blogs and devotions that we hope will strengthen your faith on the Hope on Demand app or at hopeondemand.com.